Hello, everyone. Welcome to Cybersecurity Matters. My name is Christian Redshaw. This is my awesome co-host, Mr. Dominic Vogel. Dominic, who do we have in the virtual hot seat today as our guest?
Well, today we have Crystal McFerrin. She's the Chief Marketing Officer of The 20. I think it's going to be a fantastic convo.
Awesome. So I'm going to invite Crystal in, and we will be right back.
Crystal, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to join Christian and I today. We're really looking forward to what I'm sure is going to be an epic convo.
Thank you for having me, Dominic. I'm excited to be here. Thank you both.
Crystal, so you are in marketing today, and we want to dive all over that and get into marketing. But first of all, we want to get to know you a little bit. So tell us your story and tell us what young Crystal was like. Maybe start there.
You know, it's funny you asked about young Crystal, because I kind of always knew that I wanted to go into marketing, you know, from a pretty young age. And I did. I started out, you know, at some larger corporations like Hewlett-Packard, HP, and Accor. And then I somehow, you know, evolved and found my space found myself in the MSP space through my CEO. He has an MSP. And so that was the first smaller company that I worked for, my first taste of, you know, the channel and what an MSP is. I left there, started a marketing consulting firm, and then I found myself back working for The 20. And I love it. I love everything about IT. It's such an awesome, you know, ever-evolving industry, and I love marketing IT.
That's awesome.
How is marketing within IT? Is that unique to other industries? Like, you have to take different approaches within IT to maybe make it less technical in a field which can be obviously very technical. Wondering if there's different nuances in terms of how you market IT or IT managed service providers versus how you market some other consumer product.
Absolutely, that's a great question. You know, I would say that the key to really effective marketing in IT is changing it from a technical conversation to a business conversation. Mm-hmm. And that does wonders for your marketing efforts. So absolutely.
Yeah, and it's really interesting, like you mentioned that, Crystal, in terms of having that business conversation. I know something that Christian and I run into all the time is when you know, people will still view IT as being something which is overtly technical, and maybe they'll just say la 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 la, you know, they don't want to hear about it because they feel that they may not understand it. And like you're saying, they're having those business conversations. So from that marketing perspective, do you take that a step further and really try to connect even past the business perspective, even like a basic human perspective as well when it comes to marketing?
Absolutely. You know, I mean, especially with IT, but even more so with cybersecurity. You know, when we have conversations about cybersecurity, we're using analogies and talking about how, you know, you may have your doors locked, but your windows open. And so you talk about layers of security and relate it in ways that are, you know, more interesting and that they can understand.
Like, lock your front door before you lock your bedroom door, something like that.
Right.
Yeah. So it looks to me like you with The 20, you have a couple of different audiences. One is the clients of IT managed service providers, but also the managed service providers themselves. So can you tell us what The 20 is and what you guys do?
Absolutely. So The 20 is basically a consortium of MSPs. So they're MSPs that have come together to dominate the top 20% of the industry. The 20 was built upon, the foundation of it was built upon the success of my CEO's MSP and what really worked there, because we've seen that all MSPs really struggle with three things: with sales, so sales process, scale, and lead gen or marketing. And so we've created a model that perfects, but also provides the service delivery. So the 24/7 US base helped us that way, you know, as these guys go out and they sell these big accounts, to deliver upon them. And so we are, you know, if you really break it down, we're basically a growth catalyst for MSPs. We provide all the tools and essentially a blueprint for them to grow and scale their MSP business.
Okay, that's really interesting. So Crystal, do the majority, or, you know, I would say on the whole, do IT MSPs, obviously they're very technically proficient, but as a whole, do they struggle with sort of the non-technical aspects of a business? Like you were saying, like marketing, like business growth, is that where that need arises from?
Absolutely. You know, I would say that 9 out of 10, if not more, MSPs really struggle with marketing. They don't have a grasp on it. And you see a lot of antiquated marketing strategies. So there's definitely a huge gaping hole there.
And for our audience, you know, Chris and I know what the acronym, you know, MSP means. So we're talking about an IT managed service provider. What in terms of those types of services, you know, at a high level, are we talking about? You know, are those mostly operational IT services? Are there strategic services as part of that? Or does that vary depending on the service provider?
It varies depending on the MSP. So we have a marketing program within the 20 where we actually provide essentially a fully outsourced marketing department. So that's a small piece of it. But for all of the MSPs who are part of the 20, we provide this, you know, the blueprint and the model, the tools and the resources that they need. We've, you know, done everything from created like a single funnel buying process with the vendors because we have that bargaining power. So we're able to, you know, negotiate this pricing way down so that they have, you know, the most advanced tech stack available at pricing that they wouldn't be able to obtain otherwise. And then, as I mentioned, you know, the help desk service delivery, that's a huge piece of it. We have, you know, tier one up through tier three, and we're providing that 24/7. You know, you look at a lot of MSPs, and these are small businesses where, you know, prior to joining forces with the 20, they were providing the service delivery themselves and getting calls at 2 a.m. because they had a client's server go down, that sort of thing. And so we're able to provide all of that. So it's basically end to end.
So for the clients of the 20, for the clients of the IT managed service providers, what's the experience for them if they are currently dissatisfied with their current MSP or currently don't have one and want to find one? What is the experience like on the other side? In other words, what is their buying journey to go from where they are to working with one of your providers?
You know, I think the biggest thing is education. We take what they know and re-educate them. You know, we refer to ourselves as managed IT, you know, departments or MIDs versus managed service providers. Mm-hmm. And we've taken a really strategic approach to that, you know, breaking it down and you know, walking them through that whole process and what it looks like for their business so that, again, it's a business conversation and not a technical conversation. I think what you see is, you know, is these MSPs, their competitors are going out, they're all having the same conversation. You know, they're saying we're 24/7 help desk, we're proactive. It's the same, we've been in business 20 years. And so we really flipped that and created a model that not only works, but I mean, we can deliver upon that. So it's a game changer.
Okay, awesome. And what kind of clients are typically looking for outsource IT? Are there particular industries that are drawn to it, like law firms, accounting firms, manufacturing? What are the main industries that you work with?
You know, I see that, you know, our end clients, that's what we call our MSPs clients, so our end clients pretty much span the board. You know, there's a wide range of industries from medical, legal, engineering, you know, but really it's small businesses who have grown enough that they can't manage their, you know, when companies start out, you have like an IT guy, typically like a nephew, you know, right. Brother, someone, and then you grow beyond that and maybe you have, you know, a hire or two. And we also partner with companies who do have an IT guy. So we have a co-managed way that works. So we work in conjunction with them. We're not going in and, you know, always taking over IT operations entirely.
And one more question on my side from IT MSPs before we maybe go in another direction. Are there a certain size then of the IT MSPs that work with you? Like, do they tend to be, you know, and maybe in terms of employee size, like under 70 employees, 50 employees? I would imagine some larger MSPs would have sort of that internal marketing capability already internally. So is there sort of a sweet spot in terms of the IT MSPs that you guys work with?
You know, I would say that sweet spot is probably between 10 to about 200 users. Okay. Obviously, they're outliers. You know, we do have some very large end clients, yeah. But for the most part, they pretty much fit into that SMB.
That's interesting. And so you guys span North America?
We do. We span North America. We have partners in Canada as well. And we have end clients across the world. So we have them in
Oh,
Europe
wow.
in addition to the US.
Wow. You guys are big time.
Yeah, that's a really interesting thing about the 20 is we have MSPs who come in and they have clients all over the world, even multiple locations, and we're able to support them.
Fantastic. Now, Crystal, you and I have been connected on LinkedIn for a while. I don't exactly remember when we first connected. My memory's not that good, but one of the things that I've always appreciated about you is just your raw authenticity and just your genuine positive nature, you know. And I'm curious, in terms of platforms like LinkedIn, how important that's been in terms of, again, growing maybe your personal network, but as well as from a business perspective as well. I'm curious about your experiences on LinkedIn.
I could talk about LinkedIn all day. They say that your network is your net worth, and I absolutely believe that. I think that LinkedIn is so incredibly powerful for your company brand and for your personal brand. And I think that, we're moving more and more in that direction to where everyone is kind of starting to figure out, hey, if you're in the B2B space, then you're on LinkedIn. That's where your customers are, where your prospects are. I mean, you've got to be on LinkedIn and have a strategy for that.
I noticed, Crystal, that you had the social movement trailer on your LinkedIn profile. Is the 20, or are you involved in that somehow?
I am. I was actually, and they sought me out. They found me on the producers of the show, found me on LinkedIn initially, and I went through a series of interviews. And and now I call the social movement my passion project. I love everything that it's about. Just in a nutshell, in case you're not familiar with what it is, it's basically Shark Tank meets The Apprentice, but for a social cause.
Right.
So they bring together, these incredibly intelligent people from all over the world and put them on teams to solve
Solve the
real
world's
issues.
problems. Yeah.
So
Awesome.
I love it. I get really fired up about it. but that was through LinkedIn as well, and I've now become more involved. I'm actually an associate producer for the show as well.
Wow. So you're not playing around here. That is awesome. Good for
No,
you.
we're gonna do big things.
So we'll keep our eye on that and watch out for you.
When will that be coming out? Do you know yet? Or I guess with COVID, I guess production studios and production filming is still somewhat on pause at times.
So we did push back production. Season one has already filmed. I'm actually a participant in season two. It was scheduled to film in 2 weeks, but we pushed that back to October. And then we'll be doing a big launch in Earth Day, around Earth Day of 2021 with season
Awesome.
one, followed by season two.
And that, if memory serves me right, that's on Amazon Prime.
It is Amazon Prime, iTunes.
Awesome. We'll be sure to keep an eye out for that. We'll have a launch party for your episode. We look forward to that. In terms of, again, that what we were talking about earlier, sort of that human connection. Often what we hear and heard this time and time again, which, people may be talking about sort of that B2B relationship, business to business, but even taking that a step further down, is that H-to-H relationship, or that human-to-human relationship. For people who are, trying to, again, grow their business or grow their organization, how important is it that they sort of become a bit more vulnerable and authentic in terms of how they connect with people, rather than just always putting up a business front? How important is it to have sort of that deep-rooted human-to-human connection?
Oh, I think that is everything, because at the end of the day, we're all humans and we all seek that connection. It's not about the business. So I think that, for years, like many marketers, I did, what we all thought we were supposed to do with LinkedIn. You just post, really generic content, your links, same thing day in, day out. And when I really noticed it changing is when I did become more raw and vulnerable and authentic. And that's when I started developing, real relationships, with you, and others on LinkedIn. And I think that, that's incredibly powerful. And a lot of people are hesitant to do that. It's new, it's scary. You're really putting yourself out there. But I think that, especially for small business owners, that's going to pay dividends. People are looking to do, people do business with people. Not businesses. And so the more that you can do to really humanize your marketing, the better.
I'm curious because I'm on the journey of becoming more transparent, I would say, on social media. What was the the driver in the process for you to start that? How did you actually make that transition?
You know, I'm typically not good at making transitions. I really just dive right in. You know, when I started my business years ago and I did it all backwards. You know, typically you have a plan and I just said, nope, I'm going to do this and I'll figure it out. I'm going to jump and I'll figure it out on the way down. So with LinkedIn, I just decided one day, hey, I'm going to be real, you know, and I put this out there and I really kind of changed the way that I was using it.
So it was just a sudden event. One day you operated one way, next morning you woke up, and it was a different story.
I mean, I still trickled in, you know, the business content, you know, the pretty stiff marketing.
When you go in, you go all in, right?
Yeah. Wholehearted.
Crystal, for our audience who may want to reach out to you, what are some ways that they can connect with you?
So LinkedIn, of course, connect with me on LinkedIn. It's Crystal McFerrin. Or they can reach out through the 20's website, it's the20.com, but LinkedIn honestly is the best way. You know, you can connect with me on there, add me, send me a message, happy to talk marketing with anyone.
That's awesome. Crystal, thank you again so much for taking time out of your busy day and for erasing your whiteboard beforehand. Hopefully the picture was clear, so hopefully you didn't lose anything important there. But I appreciate our relationship and our friendship so much. I always appreciate connecting with you and engaging with you on LinkedIn. So I encourage all our audience to reach out to Crystal. She's absolutely fantastic. So thank you again so much, Crystal, for taking time to chat with us.
Thank you, Crystal.
Thank you, Dominic, and thank you, Christian. I appreciate it.
Have a good one.
Dominic, what a great conversation with Crystal. Particularly what stood out to me was being raw, vulnerable, and authentic. And that is a lesson for me and hopefully for the business leaders in the audience today.
Absolutely. I think Crystal's just a genuine human, you know, interesting insights in terms of how they do marketing and do that human-to-human connection. And
The IT twist.
Yeah, with the IT twist, exactly. And I think that was just a truly epic combo. So it was fantastic to be able to chat with her today.
Agreed. So thanks for watching. You can check out our other podcasts on conversationsthatmatter.tv or wherever you normally listen to your podcasts. And we will see you next week.